Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday the 21st of July. Korean early export data for July rose on a working day adjusted basis once again. As this data depends on custom records, it's considered to be a pretty reliable statistic. The numbers showed strength in semiconductor exports and growth in exports to Europe. Exports to the United States were weaker, with steel a key part of that, perhaps inevitably, given the high taxes US consumers are having to pay on imported steel at the moment. A key message from these numbers is the reminder that while the United States does matter a lot in the global economy, other economies also matter a lot. As long as the United States' trade action is unilateral, the US against the world, and does not trigger a wave of other bilateral trade taxes, the rest of the world can carry on trading with each other more or less as normal. In Japan, Prime Minister Ishida has pledged to stay in office in the wake of the weekend's election result for the upper house, where the governing coalition lost their majority. The yen has strengthened somewhat, but Japanese financial markets are closed for the holiday. The anti-foreigner Sanseto Party increased their representation from 2 seats to 15. The rise of Sanseto is part of an international trend. At times of considerable economic change and associated fear of the future, the rise of scapegoat economics and its associated prejudice politics is very common. The factors behind the fear are complex and varied, but no one wants to hear that problems are complex. Finding a scapegoat to blame for everything is beguilingly simple, if incorrect, and foreigners have been an ideal scapegoat throughout history. From Europe, there will be more discussion this week amongst the governments and the Commission about potential responses to US trade taxes. This is one of the more difficult debates in the current trade conflict. The United States is inflicting damage on itself by taxing its citizens who want to buy stuff made abroad. If the response of the EU or other countries is to tax their own citizens who want to buy stuff made in the United States, that action then becomes a drag on the domestic economic activity. Raising taxes lowers growth. The difference is, of course, that the EU would only be taxing goods coming from one country. The US seems set to tax goods from everywhere. But a crude retaliation would be damaging to the global economy. The aim of the EU will be to be selective in its targets to maximise the political damage in the United States. Finally, there's a report by EY Parthenon suggesting that political and economic uncertainty reduced global profits of listed companies around $300 billion since 2017. Structural change is going to continue to add uncertainty, creating opportunities, of course, but also risks. The logical response would seem to be to employ more economists to cope with the uncertain future. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.